It wasn't that long ago that Glenn Weaver was looking for some kind of a public service project that he could do with his two young sons. That inspiration struck.
Someone happened to mention that a friend of theirs was going to convert a bookmobile into an RV, and I didn't hear anything after the word bookmobile. And it was only after I had conceived of the mechanism of soliciting donations from people, books that everyone has that aren't being read, and packing them into a mobile, driving around and just handing them out. No cards, no borrowing, no names. We just give the books away.
Thus was born, at least in concept, the Sonoma County Free Bookmobile. Then, with the donation of a small customized trailer and the addition of some bookshelves inside and out, Weaver's project was up and rolling.
To date, we've hit probably 40 unique locations around the county, and we discovered that about 20 of them are really good spots that people now look for us. They know we're coming back. And so we're able to do a rotation, doing about two events on a Saturday or a Sunday. We can make the rotation about every 3 months.
To make his vision work, Weaver needs frequent and generous donations of all sorts of reading materials, from picture books for children to Spanish language books for adult readers. But he says that side of the equation has never lacked.
It's an idea that resonates with people. Sonoma County is made up of a population that thinks about reusing things, thinks about recycling things. So all you have to do is let them know that there's a place that their books can get new life, especially in the hands of people who don't have enough money to normally purchase them or don't live near a library. It was just a question of getting enough drop-off locations.
The bookmobile has six designated book drop-off sites, one each in Petaluma, Rohnert Park, Windsor, and Sonoma, and two in Santa Rosa. The free bookmobile is out and about 3 weekends out of four, typically making a concerted effort to go where other literacy resources are in short supply. Weaver says he has built on the prior experience of the Sonoma County Library's bookmobile, although it hasn't been in active service since 1996.
The vast majority of weekends were out, and we've developed a route starting with the old library route that they ran way back in the 60s and 70s, which included rural locations. The county had some cool materials I got to look at to see where they parked in Jenner and what they did down in Cotati. So that became the basis for our original route sheet.
In 14 months of operation, Weaver says the Sonoma County Free Bookmobile has given away some 15,000 books to at least 4,000 separate readers. And while he's quite happy with that, Glenn is also thinking of ways to expand his service.
We'd like to have more selection. We'd like to run events in inclement weather. We'd like to offer people a chance to browse even in the evening, in the winter. And we'd like to hit more locations.
At any given time now, the bookmobile is able to carry about 1,000 titles for readers of all ages. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.